Kiddushin, Tezavon, Rav, Shir, Tess.
From Rabbi Gamliel this morning, the one I was the most disragish from, I should have given $400 for it, was, I don't have $400 on me. Was this something you saw in the Tanya? Now, I learned the Tanya. The Tanya is, we learned a little bit of the Tanya. Try to learn the Tanya. Tanya is like, it's wild stuff, mamish. Total nister, out of control, outer space, different world, Tanya. And in the Tanya, he saw inside the Tanya, it says that when Rabbi Shimon was in the cave for 13 years, what was he learning for those 13 years? So I always thought, you know, he's learning Sefer Yetzirah, he's learning Kabbalah, learning, he's preparing. He said the Tanya, the Zohar would have taken him 3 months to write. So what was he doing the whole time? 13 years he was learning Nigle, he was learning Shas. That's what he was learning. 13 years. That's what he was doing the whole time. What? He didn't say that. It was a little. He said it would have taken him sach hakol 3 months to write. So it was a big chizik for me, because all of the, you know, Shimon bar Yochai in the cave and everything, what happened, all that stuff was what? Exactly what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing. That's chizik. The other thing that he said to me, which was a very big chizik, was he said that the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, so he himself was writing one of his svarim, I think he said on Gittin or on Kedushin, on Gittin, and he was writing it in a kfar that was near Meiron, and he said that Rabbi Shimon had, and Rabbi Lozo had a lot of nachas ruach from it. That means that they don't have to be in Meiron. Moran is also, he said, is also called being by Rabbi Shimon. So it's a very big chizuk that, you know, we're spending Shabbos by Rabbi Shimon. Notice the hashpah of Rabbi Shimon is in the entire area around there. And that changes the whole, like, attitude towards the Shabbos, you know, like what Shabbos has to be like. If you want Shimon to have nachas ruach, so then, you know, we're going to make sure Shabbos is going to be Shabbos of Aliyah, Shabbos of Yisroel, Shabbos of Roimimus, Shabbos of Achdus, Shabbos of Alagit Zachin. What I like to do, Rabbi Isai, is I like to try on Thursday night by Reb Shimon to learn a Shtik Gemara. I've always said I'd like to all of us to learn together a Shtik Gemara by Reb Shimon Thursday night. What we plan is a Sunday. Sunday, Beis Hashem, we're going to start already Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. So we have to get from Tes Vav Amid Aleph to Tes Zayin Amid Aleph by Sunday. Now, how are we going to do that? The answer is,
we're in the morning.
We're going to learn over, just pounds. We're going to do is, before we leave Reb Shimon, we're going to go Reb Shimon and Beis Hashem Asiyat Dishmaya. We're going to learn over there by Reb Shimon. We're going to learn what he learned in the cave. We're going to learn Nigle. We're going to learn over here this stuff.
We learn Zohar first.
So by the Peleoids, where the Peleoids Chabri, we're talking about learning Zohar, and he says that even if a person doesn't understand, two things, says the Peleoids. If you don't understand, it's okay. It's still a tremendous Nachas Ruach. Tehillim and Zohar. He said those are the two things. So even if you don't understand Zohar, there's an Inyan Gadol of saying Zohar Befrat when you're by Rabbi Shimon, say Nachanami. There's an Inyan to say to do Zohar by Rabbi Shimon. But what we're going to try to do is what he did in the cave. After all, you know, there's a whole shaila of what happened on Lag BaOmer. There's a sefer written by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, a sefer called Adagal Hazeh, I think it is. It's about Galism, is Lag backwards. Gal Eid is Gal is Lag backwards. Gal Einai Vabita Neflois Misor Secha is Lag Ba'imer. Akitzer, it's all shy of what exactly happened on Lag Ba'imer. You know, there's a lot of reason to believe that Rabbi Shimon did not die in Lag Ba'imer. Other things happened. Maybe he came out of the cave on Lag Ba'imer. That could be. But whatever, Akitzer, we're going to do some Nigla over there, Beis Hashem and Siat Nishmaya. Another thing which I spoke to Rabbi Gamliel about is about the Kabbalahs. Rabbi Gamliel is very, very in general fan of Kabbalahs. What I'd like to do is I'd like to bring, Rabbi Gamliel has asked many times, people write the Kabbalahs down, he takes the Kabbalah and he's mispal for any person that makes a Kabbalah, he goes to the Makom HaKadoshim. He didn't promise to do that, but I do believe that if we bring it to him, he will do that. So I'd like to give out papers for everyone to write down the Kabbalahs, make a Kabbalah, we'll bring it to Rabbi Gamliel, and I'm confident that he's going to be makabel to be miskoda the makomis hakadoshim for all of us and be maspal for every one of us. Obviously, tefillas choyla is nishmaas, which means that if every person feels himself that he's a choyla, feels that he's desperate. It's choylas ahava. He's desperate for a kodesh baruch hu's dveikus. So then a kodesh baruch hu will answer his tefillah more than anyone else's tefillah. It doesn't hurt to have Rabbi Gamliel down for you also. Okay, Rabbi, so let's get going over here in the sugya. So we said some interesting raid. We have some interesting raid over here as far as what's going on. We spoke talk about whether or not you look at this mamoin hanoka. Do you look at it as if it's this hanoka? Look at it as it's like a din mamoin or it's a din staka. We said perhaps a machlokas rama mimiri, and then we said there's an interesting meshach chacham. Meshach chacham says the mefaran tzvei dinim. Says the meshach chacham, two dinim of one is staka and the other one is a din of mamoin. And lechayra that could perhaps be the pshat in the marit. The marit says something fascinating, which is as follows: there's a shaila of what you give the hanukkah from. What does the hanukkah come from? It's machlokas later on in the Gemara. However, we seem to paskin the hanukkah comes from mitzoyncha, migarnacha, miyikvecha. It has to be from a particular type of stock. It's not just from anything. Mitzoyncha, migarnacha, miyikvecha. The other Madama says those are just examples, and really hanukkah is mikol davar. That's the machlokas. Comes along the Ma'arit and says, listen, we paskin mitzoyncha, migarnacha, miyikvecha, true. But what happens if he doesn't have tzoyncha, migarnacha, miyikvecha? Says the Ma'arit, the shloishim shel eved you give from mamoin. Shloishim shel eved is lav dafka tzoyncha migarnacha mikvecha. But kefi abrocha, that we say that you give more than shloishim based on how good he works for you, that's dafka mitzoyncha migarnacha mikvecha. That's what the Ma'arit says. And the chayra adavar tamua, what's the difference between the shloishim shel eved and the more than that? If it's all a din of hanaka, there's one din of hanaka. If hanaka is dafka, then it's dafka. Hanaka is lav dafka, then it's lav dafka. Vasepis zok the Ma'arit that's mishpaltzach the tzvei dinim. But the fi the mesha chochma the chayra, we can understand the Ma'arit. He's saying that the din of one din is a din. It's kilo two dinim nifradim. The din of mishloishim shel eved, that is one din that's mechayev you to every. Want to give it? Doesn't matter how much how much he performed. That's stama din stalka. So give from whatever you want to give from. However, the other din, which is a din of his mama, and therefore he's going to say that perhaps is going to be totally on. So we'll have to see if that works based on what we're going to say later. That depends. We'll have to see. We're going to see that in a minute. We're going to see it's going to be a problem with what we're about to say. But on Kopanim, we see that you can spout the two dinim. Yeah?
Consider the
right. Anything that grows. Anything that grows. Okay. Now, another thing that we spoke about was. We spoke about Shaila about what happens if a father dies toich sheish, so then he works for the son, but it doesn't work for the other yorshim. We said what we think is a machlokas Rambam, Rashi and Tosfos. You know, Ktzas Meduyik and Rashi and Tosfos machlokas of how to understand that din. Listen to this fascinating Rashi I have for you as follows. Listen over here. We said what happens if the eved dies before the end of the 6 years. Is there anaka?
No.
No. There's no anaka. Why? Because no yitzir. Never left. What happens if the adon dies? Is there anaka? What happens if the adon dies? If the adon dies, is there going to be anaka? So the Gemara says later on, if the adon dies, there's going to be anaka. If the adon dies, there's going to be anaka. However, Rashi there. What? So the shaila is, how does the Yorshim going to have to give the Anokah, which is interesting, how the Yorshim get the Chiv Anokah, that's going to be shaila. Rashi on the Zayin Amid Beis is Meduyik. The Rishima Shurim Kalmanson says that's only if the Adon dies after Sheish. But what happens if the Adon dies during Sheish? So then there's no anaka. Now hold on a second. There's obviously no anaka. Why not? Because he's going to serve the ben. Yeah, but what happens if there's no ben? The adon died. There's no ben. Who does he serve? Nobody. There should be anaka. Says Rashi, no. There's only anaka. It's more mefurish in the Rambam. There's only anaka if the adon dies when he's nirtza. But if the adon dies during sheish, even if there's no ben, Rashi seems to say that there's not going to be a din hanukkah. However, from the Rambam, he says, Rav Kalmanson is mashman, not like that. What?
Why would there be hanukkah if the
Why is there an Akka?
That's the
Yitzia. That's called the Yitzia. Now he's leaving. The Adon died, now he leaves. So who has to give that Akka? The Yarshim. So say the same thing. L'chayra, you should say the same thing if the Adon dies during Sheish. If there's a ban, there's no Anaka because there's no Yitzia there. But if there's no ban, L'chayra, that's the Yitzia. So what's the Pshat and Rashi? Yachtrach and the Pshat and Rashi is follows. When the Adon dies toch Sheish, is that a Yitzia?
Without a son, without a man?
What?
Without a ben.
Without a ben. So if the pshat is...
He didn't send him out.
What?
He didn't send him out.
So, yeah, but you see, there's no... It's not... You're getting too fuzzy about the sending him out. It's not like you have to have, like, a sending off party and sending him out. That's called Yetziah. The Gemara, it's Mefurish. It's Mefurish that there's Hanukkah there. You don't have to be that you're pushing him out the door. That's not when that Hanukkah is.
So why is Kiran Kesef?
What? Because Giroy and Kesef, the pshat is he's taking himself out. That's not called the Yitzia. He's there. It's not the fact that you're... He's Ki'ilu forcing the leaving.
That's like a Hamza Zayn.
What? So apparently as follows. It seems that according to Rashi, Rashi learns that even if there's no Eved, even if there's no son, I mean, And the Eved doesn't work, that's not called Yetziah. Why not? Because the pshat is, Be'etzem, there is still... What does Rashi hold? Rashi says, over there, that's not called Yetziah. And therefore, over there, there's not going to be Anokah. If you're going out afterwards... So then you're going to say there's Yitziah. If he goes out after Nirtzah, and then he's Mace, so then we say there's Yitziah. Yeah. So... If this machloikes here, Rashi and the Rambam has to do with the Rashi's understanding and how the ben's yachas to the father is, that's going to affect it. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. So we saw in the Gemara says over here, we have a machloikes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama. The Gemara says, what's the reason for the Tanakama? The Tanakama says, Meicher Atzmoi, Ein Manikilon, because you have the Pasuk. Hanik Tanik Loi Loi Veloi Lezaroi. Loi Veloi Le Meicher Atzmoi. Says the Gemara, what does the other Mandamer say? Loi Veloi Le Yarshav, can't be because of Sachir Sachir, because it says Sachir, Ein Achanami. Loi Veloi Le Baal Choyvoi. So says the Gemara, what does the other Tana do with that? The Idach, what does he do? Leslay le Rabbi Nosson. Who's the Idach? It's the Tanakama. It comes out from our Gemara that the Tanakama doesn't have Rav Nosson. The Idach leslay the Rav Nosson. So says Toisvis, Pirish Tanakama be'alma nami lo svir like Rav Nosson. Therefore, the Tanakama doesn't need a pasuk to be memayet that a Baal Choyv can't take because anyway doesn't hold of Rav Nosson. Mikan medaktikin, she'en halacha k'Rav Nosson. From over here we see that halacha is not like Rav Nosson. We don't pasken like Rav Nosson. Why? D'ha Rabbi Lozav Rabbanon plingi b'Rav Nosson. We just said that the omach lochus Rabbi Lozav Rabbanon depends on whether you hold like Rav Nosson. V'halacha k'Rabbanon. Rav Nosson, the Shamuti, who Savak Rav Nosson, Valach Rabbanon. Rabbi Lozav is a Shamuti. What does it mean, Shamuti? Tosfos holds Rabbi Lozav is from Beis Shammai. He's from the school of learning of Beis Shammai. How do we paskin? Beis Hillel. So therefore, we're never going to paskin like Rabbi Lozav. So Rabbi Lozav is Shamuti. Shamuti, what does that mean? Means Beis Shammaidik. That's Tosis Lashitas. Rashulun Shamutehu means that he was put into Cherim. If someone's put in Cherim, doesn't mean necessarily we don't paskin like him. If he's Beis Shammai, Tosis Lashitas, he says he's Shamuti. If he's Beis Shammai and Achanami, then we don't paskin like him. But Rashi Lachor is no Raya. The Rashi brings another Raya. Yochid Virabim. Alochikirabim. Anyway, we're going to paskin l'chora like the Chachamim over here. So therefore, l'chora l'chora k'rabbanon. V'oid medaktik Rabbeinu Tam. Nehada Amr Lakamon Perak Aimer Gabi Ushpizin Ushpizichna Drev Simloi Mam Zerahavi Amale Ikadim Tach Tahar Tinach Tinhu Libnach. I would have been matar your son. I'm a farish mishon darmalei zilgunayv. I tell you, go steal. V'izdavin levet ivri, and you'll be sold as an evet ivri. And then you could marry shivcha, and then your child can be good. Now it says Tosfos, I moicher atzmai, rabbi moicher lo shivcha kenanis. If, even if you sell yourself, rabbi moicher lo shivcha kenanis. Lomalei lememer zilgunayv. Why do I have to tell him to go steal? Havalei lememer zil zoven atzmach. I should have just said, go sell yourself. Zemoicher atzmai is also, we're saying over here, has this din. Of Rabbi Moshe Shulchan as Elish Mamina, the Ein Halacha Kerab Lazar, the Vade Mocher Atzma Ein Rabbi Moshe Shulchan Kananis. Now that's a different, whole different discussion. That's talking about the Machloek is about Shulchan Kananis. Says Tosis, the Kihechi de Beha Les Hilchasa Kavasei, Beha de Kamar Manika Loinami Les Hilchasa Kavasei. Says Tosis, if we don't pasken like Rabbi Lazar over there, we're also not going to pasken like Rabbi Lazar over here. Even though it's clearly two different machlokes, it's two different psukim, it's two different everything. I'm not sure why does Tosis assume it's like what does one machlokes have to do with the other? The chayra pshat in Tosis is pasha pshat is that we have a shaila. Are we going to leave sachir intact, or we're not going to leave sachir intact? Are you going to say sachir has exceptions? Are you going to rip things out of sachir or not? That's the machlokes Tanakama and Rebbe Lazar. So according to the Tanakama, we're saying sachir has exceptions. According to Rebbe Lazar, we're saying no, we're leaving sachir intact. So at Kamas, we see that there are exceptions to sachir, so let's just keep on bringing on the exceptions. So if we pass like Tanakama Baha, the Chore HaChasaka Vaseiname Baha, Elevade Ein Manikin Loike Tanakama. That's the Raya of Rabbeinu Tam. V'oid Raya, Mehada Amar Lekamon, Hamani Tutayu, the Amar Loi Veloi Lebal Choyvoi. The Gemara brings a man to Amar that says, Baal Choyv doesn't get a Nakah. Says the Gemara, oh, that's Tutay. Tutay is the name of a Tana. But it sounds like we're just saying, oh, that's him. As opposed to, general consensus is not like him. It sounds like, oh, Hamani, who's that? Oh, that's Tutay. Tutay, the Amar Loi Veloi Lebal Choyvoi, Mashma, Denaloch Kavase. So therefore, Tosis brought a few different rayas. It appears from over here that we paskin like who? Like the Chachom, not like Rabbi Lazar. And if you paskin like the Chachomim, what does that mean about Rav Nosson? We don't paskin like Rav Nosson. That's what it sounds like over here. V'Rabbeinu Tam, V'ri, Pirish, Halacha K'Rav Nosson. V'Rabbeinu Tam, V'ri, they say Halacha is like Rav Nosson. Okay, this is interesting. I thought Rabbeinu Tam just brought a raya that Halacha is not like Rav Nosson. Yeah, so the Gois Vitzunim bring a bunch of different people over there. Could be Rabbeinu Thomas Chayzer. Now Rabbeinu Thomas bringing a raya. Halacha is like Rav Nosson. What's the raya? Halacha is like Rav Nosson. Da plumta de abay v'rava v'perakol shah. Da'ma rava mikana l'haba u'goyva. It's machloikas if mikana l'haba u'goyva, l'mafrei u'goyva, a whole complicated machloikas there, which we can't get into. I'efshar l'rava l'yashev. Rava doesn't have the ability to answer. Aliba de Rab Nachman, the Amar Yisoyim Shigavu Karko Bachovis Aviim, Bachov Choyze Vegoyze Oysa Mehem. The Rava doesn't have any way to validate Rav Nachman's opinion is about Yisoyim Shigavu Karko, that the Bachov can be Goyve. Elak, you're Rav Nosson. There's only way of understanding Rav Nachman is according to Rav Nosson. Kaimelon Kerav Nachman, Medini. And we always pass like Rav Nachman, so we pass like Rav Nachman, and the only way to understand Rav Nachman is like Rav Nosson. Who does that mean we pass like? Like Rav Nosson. Rava also is pushing himself to be maimed like Rav Nosson. Yeah, so it seems like we do paskin like Rav Nosson. We say, okay, but we proved over here they don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. How can we paskin like Rabbi Nosson? Yeah, but we only proved they don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar in the other thing. So we're saying if his halacha is not like him there, it won't be like him here. Maybe not. Ein zuraya dilma ba'hi ein halacha k'moisai. Ama ba'achrina halacha k'moisai. Says Tosis is not independent. They're not dependent on each other. Maybe in one place we pass on the glove of the Rest says Tosis even more than that. Shema gamba ha. Maybe we were wrong, and we passed like Rabbi Elazar even over there. And the rabbi is Moisoloi. We had all these rayas. Says Tosis, so why do you tell him to go steal over there if he wants to become an Eved? Just tell him that he should become an Eved because he could be Moichar Atzmai. We saw this already originally in the Ritva, this idea. That he's just saying that. He didn't necessarily mean it. He was just, he's just saying. So the Tosfos says it a little bit differently, that over there, everyone agrees. He doesn't want to get involved in the machloikas. Yeah, I pass kentaka, the kemach atzma. But I'll say something that's, easy. This is what we said, Rabbi Lozar Shamuti. It's Shamayid. We don't pass like Bishamay. B'roiv Svarim Goris Rabbi Lozar. Our sugya is Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the Talmud of Rabbi of Bishamay? Rabbi Lozar. Different people. So therefore, it's not a right. We don't paskin like him. And that we did to Amar Tutai. This that we said, Tutai. What'd you say?
So the whole Tais is based on a mistake we're trying to say?
What do you mean a mistake? It's different gear, sir.
Saying we're chayzer on the entire Tosfos.
Tosfos is being chayzer. Now, Tosfos first is saying maybe we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Tosfos is saying maybe we do paskin. Rav Nosson, we paskin like, says Tosfos. Maybe even Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe we don't. It's not totally Abba. Maybe we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer everywhere. We said we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because he's Shamuti. Maybe he's not Shamuti. It's Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. The Gemara says it's Tutai. It sounds like it's, that's only Tutai. Maybe we're saying it's Tutai. We talk about paskin like Tutai. So now Tosfos, the second opinion is we paskin like Rav Nosson and we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Third opinion is by Rav Nasano. Yeah, and the Tosfos Rosh says, Rias to this, the Tosfos Rosh says that Lamaisa, we see all over Shas to bring Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is all over Shas. So we don't bring, if we don't paskin like Rav Nosson, why does he keep on coming up? Tosfos Rosh says, it seems like from the Gemara that we paskin like Rav Nosson. How can we pass like Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson is totally on Rabbi Elazar. And Chanan is passing like Rabbi Elazar. In the other case, we don't. Either to separate between the two cases, or Tosfos Rosh, or we passing like Rabbi Elazar also over there. Is Shamuti. He's not Shamuti. Tutoi. Tutoi, we pass like Tutoi also. That's Tosfos' second approach. Third approach, Varav Rav Nasan El Mefarish, Legabe Milva, Kule Alma is like Rav Nosson. He says, listen. You have to separate between the two different cases of Shibud Rav Nosson. This is Shibud Rav Nosson where A borrowed from B and B borrowed from C. That's classic Shibud Rav Nosson. And everyone holds of that Shibud Rav Nosson. Gabe Milva, Kuliyama Islikid Rav Nosson. This is how we're going to explain our Gemara. The Gemara says, what does that mean? It means, Bishar Schirus Shematin Mizevenoisin Lazer. We're saying that over here, in this type of situation, which is a schirus matziv, so over here we would hold of Rav Nosson, and the Tanakama Baalma Nami Loi, Pirish Bishar Schirus Loi Kaimalon Kirav Nosson. Maybe our whole discussion, our Gemara, do you hold the Rav Nosson, do you not hold the Rav Nosson, is not the classic Rav Nosson. That everyone for sure holds the classic Rav Nosson. It's all over Shas classic Rav Nosson. The whole shayla on Gemara is, this is not classic Rav Nosson. Because over here we're donning where A is a Sachir to B and B O C. So do you do Rav Nosson from Sachir to Choyf? That's the shayla on our Gemara. Ba'alma does he hold like Rav Nosson? Means Ba'alma by Schiris does he hold like Rav Nosson? But for sure, everyone holds like Rav Nosson. In the Sikkum, Rabbi say as follows. Tosfos first comes out and says, Tosfos first comes out, not like Rav Nosson and not like Rabbi Eliezer. That's Tosfos' first approach. We don't paskin like Rav Nosson, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Second approach, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam say we paskin like Rav Nosson and we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar.
We hold like Rabbi Nosson in all cases, including here.
They hold like Rabbi Nosson.
We hold like Rabbi Elazar.
Pasken like Reb Eliezer. Again, Tosfos, the first thing is we pasken not like Reb Nosson and not like Reb Eliezer. Second shot is we pasken like Reb Nosson and we pasken like Reb Eliezer. He's not Shamuti. There's no problem pasken like Reb Nosson and Reb Eliezer. And the Rabbeinu Nisano says we pasken like Reb Nosson, but we don't pasken like Reb Eliezer. Why? How can we pasken like Reb Nosson and Reb Eliezer? Because Reb Nosson's talking about Bechoiv. Bechoiv, you're pasken like Reb Nosson. And Eliezer is trying to extend Reb Nosson also to Schiris. Over there, we don't pasken like Reb Eliezer. Those are the three malachim. Yeah.
Isn't it once he owes the money, he owes him,
it
turns into a
chayv,
that's how
it
works?
See, there's not. Vice lechayv, it's not. You see, not. You see, not. You never pay it. It's not.
It's not that he has your money.
Yeah. It's a different type of tashlum. It's a different dinam of how do we go over the tashlum. It's a different type of tashlum. He says, Taisa says the svara. Taisa says the torach begufay. Mishum the torach begufay. You have to know what that svara is. But torach begufay. But Taisa seems to say that there's a chiluk. Maybe Taisa is by warning. Batsim, it's the same type of money. But torach begufay makes a svara that you're not going to say Rav Nosson over here. Whatever that svara is exactly. Please address that. I'll call upon him. The Shaila is V'at the Rambam. This is the Grois Shaila. What's the Rambam's approach over here? The Rambam paskins like Rav Nosson. Rambam paskins like Rav Nosson. Shibud the Rav Nosson. It's a Rambam. The Rambam also paskins that when it comes to Hanukkah you only give to Moicher Bezdin, not Moicher Hatzmai. The Shaila is Frekt ala achroinim L'choira, it's a steer in the Rambam. What's the Lashon that Rebbe Baruch uses? They don't have the Rebbe Baruch. Here it is. Rebbe Baruch uses the Lashon of the Rambam is Mizak Ashtori Lebei Trey. It's the Rebbe Baruch's way of saying it, which he's like, he's giving a shtar to two different people. You can't say both of these. This is a stira. Can't give a shtar to two people. Well, you can't pass like Rav Nosson and also paskin over here like the Chachamim. How did you do that? Where's the Rambam? How does he paskin like Rav Nosson? And he's paskining also like the Chachamim. Tosfos, either he said not like Rav Nosson and like the Chachamim, or he said like Rav Nosson and like Reb Eliezer. The Rambam somehow comes out in the middle over here. Paskins like Rav Nosson. That's the kasha. That's the kasha of the Achroinim. Yeah, the Rambam is Arkava Trey Rikshi. The Rambam seems to be like riding on two different horses over here. Which one? You know, he's trying to dance at two different chasanas. What's going on over here? So says the Lechem Mishnah. It's very simple. Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam holds like Rav Nasanel. Rav Nasanel says you could paskin like Rav Nosson, that there is a din of Shibud Rav Nosson.
Only by Milveh.
But then only be by Milveh. Frek the Mishnah LeMelech. The Rambam doesn't say that Shibud Rav Nosson only works by Milveh. The Rambam says Shibud Rav Nosson. Sounds like the Rambam is saying everywhere. If the Rambam held it only applies in certain circumstances, says the Mishnah LeMelech, the Rambam should have said that. Seems that from the way the Rambam brings it, says the Mishnah LeMelech, it's mashma in all circumstances. Lech Mishnah says no, it's only over here. That's the Mechloekas Lech Mishnah and Mishnah LeMelech comes along the Mishnah LeMelech, and the other answers we're going to give are all in the following. I want to just give out before, just like a formula, is that somehow our Gemara that makes this tliya. Our Gemara says, if you hold like Rav Nosson, you have to obviously hold like the Chachamim. That Gemara, you have to. That's only the way that our Gemara has it. But something will change and will be not like our Gemara. Okay? So says the Mishnah Melech, I'll tell you the Pshat. Mishnah Melech says, who gets Hanukkah? Only a person that Rabbi Moisela Shivcha Kananis. Mishnah Sar Socher, the Mishnah Melech said. Mishnah Melech said, "I, our Gemara, why are we discussing bechlal giving hanukkah to a moicher atzmoi? I moicher atzmoi ain't rabba moisel shulcha kananis. This is only in the beginning. I haven't been in the Gemara since the Mishnah Melech. Ain't a chanami. Once the Gemara in the end tells me that ain rabbi moisel shulcha kananis, then I know there's no hanukkah by moicher atzmoi because it's not shayach bechlal. It's not mishnah sasachir. Memela, what do I need the loy for? Hanuk tanuk loy. It's going to tell me loy." I have it extra to tell me. Loi veloi le mechrat le baal choyvai. Loi veloi le baal choyvai. Yeah. It's going to be loi veloi le baal choyvai.
And he holds it from Nelson all over the place. And he holds it over here. There's a beer.
Right. Right. The Rambam is, and the Fizet. And if you hold like, and you hold like, the like Shibud Rab Nasin, so why doesn't the Baal Choyv take it? Because they have a pasuk, Loi Lo Baal Choyv. We just freed up Loi V'Loi Lo Baal Choyv. We just made Loi V'Loi Lo Baal Choyv available according to the Rambam. Because we were using it to tell me that you can't, that if you hold that Moichra Atzmai cannot get a Noko, you need to learn if Loi V'Loi Lo Baal Choyv, says the Mishnah Melech. It's not true. It's only the Havim in the Gemara. But once the Gemara later on tells me that anyway, anyone that doesn't have Shivcha Kananis doesn't get a Noko. So, or that anyway, the Moichra Atzma doesn't get Anaka. So Mishnah Melech is saying, Lefizeh, it's obvious that he's not going to get it. He doesn't need the Loi. I use the Loi, Veloi, Veloi, Bachoi. That's what he says according to Ram. Even though the Ram doesn't bring anywhere the drasha of Loi, Veloi, Bachoi. He says, Melech, that's the Chor going to be Pashtus. Now, this whole idea of the Mishnah Melech is not so simple that any person that doesn't have Rabbi Moisel Shukhul Kananis doesn't get Anaka. It's not so clear. The Mishnah Melech makes up this halacha based on a marit, whatever it is. But the Chora, we could say differently. Says the Ritva, a different teretz. The Ritva says, look, let's figure out what's going on in our Gemara. Our Gemara is trying to say that everyone holds of Sachir Sachir. If everyone holds of Sachir Sachir, so then why is it, if you have a Hekish, why is it that Mechir Atzmai doesn't get Hanaka? So we have to use Loi to tell me that it doesn't get Hanaka. But what happens if you would say that really, that the Chacham don't hold of Sachir Sachir? Then why is it that Mechir Atzmai is not going to get Hanaka? Because the Torah only said Anaka by Mechir Mezen. Torah didn't say Anaka by Mechir. I don't hold of Sachir Sachir. Once I don't hold of Sachir Sachir, I don't need Loi to be Mamayet Mechir Atzmai. What do I use Loi to be Mamayet? Shibudir Rav Nosson. Says the Ritva. I freed up also. Freed up Loi V'Loi L'Baal Choy. The drasha of Loi. So says the Ritva, the maskana of our Gemara, maybe who's mantama deloyal of Sachir Sachir? This is the Tana deloyal of Sachir Sachir. So why is it that you tell me that Moichar Atzmoy doesn't get Anoka? Because no pasuk of Moichar Atzmoy. So what do we learn out of Loi? It says Hanik Tanik Loi, Loi V'Loi, L'Baal Choy. That's the way the Ritva is. Yeah. Comes again, Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says, and on a different teretz, says the Rab Chaim, a moiridika, I always say it's just to appreciate the brilliance of this Rab Chaim. This is vintage Rab Chaim Goinus. Vintage Rab Chaim Goinus, says Rab Chaim Herzl. I got a problem over here. My problem is as follows. When a person pays, Hanukkah, what do you give Hanukkah from? It's a machloikas. How do we paskin? Now, hypothetically, if the Adayin would have to pay to the Baal Choyv, the Adayin would have to pay to the Baal Choyv, give the Hanukkah. I'm not giving the Hanukkah to the Eved. I'm giving the Hanukkah to the Baal Choyv. So did the Eved get the Tzoyin Chagarnachom Yikvecha? No. Where did it go, if I'm giving it? To the Baal Choyv. So did I give the Eved Tzoyin Chagarnachom Yikvecha? No. So how could I ever think about giving over Hanukkah to a Baal Choyv? If I have to give to the Eved, so over here, I didn't give that to the Eved. What did I give the Eved? Now the Eved doesn't anymore have to pay to his Baal Choyv. So I gave him that I have released him from his Choyv. That's not Tzoyin Chagorin Choyv Mikvecha. Sounds like Mamoin. But you can't give hanukkah of mamon, we paskin. So how can the Gemara even think about that you need to give, that the adon has to give the hanukkah to the Baal Chayv? Says Rab Chaim, Muzmin Zagin, it has to be. This Gemara is according to the Manda Omer that holds hanukkah is b'chol davar. Hanukkah is b'chol davar.
Or does that change anything?
If hanukkah is b'chol davar, I can pay hanukkah with anything I want. So over here, I could give, I don't have to give dafka tzayin garen v'yekav, I could give money. So it makes a difference that I give the money directly to the Eved, or I give the money to the Baal Chayv. That's called giving to the Eved because I released him of his Chayv. So I gave him that now he doesn't have a chayv anymore. That's called hanukkah. That's the whole Gemara's Havamina. But the Rambam paskins, how do we paskin? That what? That you have to give hanukkah dafka chum tzayin chagorin chum yikvecha. Therefore, the Rambam says, I don't need loy v'loy l'bal chayv anymore. I don't need that. There's no Havamina b'chal that I should have to give ever to the l'bal chayv. So this Gemara is shaloy aliba dehel chasa. Says the Rambam. Says Reb Chaim and Rambam. And in Achanaim, I leave it to Hilchasa. I don't need loy for that. So what do I use loy for? I can use loy for loy, v'loy namachar atzmai. Adkan divrei Reb Chaim. It's a going Reb Chaim in Stenslach. It's a Reb Chaim in Stenslach. Yeah. So Rabbeisa, you have to know something about the Stenslach. We spoke about this before. I tried photocopying the Stenslach for you. It's written, why is it called Stenslach? Because it's written in stencil print. They never put it into any like official print. Because the Briskers feel like this is not Reb Chaim. First of all, it's from Valozhin, it wasn't from Brisk. Reb Chaim didn't print it himself. He didn't print it. Reb Chaim felt it wasn't worth it being printed. This is really a likut of many Talmidim. There's Kisvei Yodis and different things, right? So Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Rabbi Baruch was son of Rav Moshe Finkel, not Rav Moshe Finkel. There's Rav Moshe Finkel and Rav Moshe Finkel. Rav Moshe Finkel wrote the Bnei Chayil. Rav Moshe Finkel was Rabbi Baruch's father, and he was an Einik of Lezi Yudel, a Koponim. So he said that he spoke to Rav Shmuel Rozovsky about this Rav Chaim. He has issues with the Reb Chaim. We're going to go through the issues. And Reb Shmuel said, I spoke to the Brisker Rav about this Reb Chaim. The Brisker Rav, how is he related to Reb Chaim? Chaim's son. Said the Brisker Rav, I never heard this shtickle from my father.
You heard every shtickle on his father?
And I don't think it's true. Not true. He never said it. Because it doesn't make sense. So, you understand the Briskers... Like, okay, so Mechtes Reb Chaim said it. You're going to take out a sefer, you're going to say it's Reb Chaim. And for them, something said by Reb Chaim is like Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we don't use Stenslach because we don't know. It's not necessarily verifiable. It's not genuine. I said that this is like a classic Kodesh Reb Chaim. Says the Brisker of, it's Nisht MS. It's a forgery. Reb Chaim never said it. I don't know, someone slipped it in. Something is a Geshmak Talmud that had like a good vart. Well, you think in Valoshin they didn't have Goyim? He was the only Goyim? There's another Goyim, a Goyim Shabbat. Oh, but Reb Chaim didn't say this word. We have to see Rabbi Sam. So let's try to figure out what the Kash is on Reb Chaim. I'm going to say Reb Chaim over again. And figure out what the Kash is on Reb Chaim. Yeah, so that's what he says. It depends on how Shabbat Nassim works and all that. Read. You could say this. You could spend a lot of time on this, Rabbi Baruch, because you know it's very interesting the way that he puts it down. But let's go to Reb Chaim again. Reb Chaim is saying as follows: if you understand that you could pay up Hanukkah with anything you want to pay up with, fine, no problem. You could pay up the Hanukkah, and you could give it to the Baal Chayv because it's called. I gave you a kickback. What did the Eved get out of this? The Eved got, now he doesn't have to pay up his chayv. So I gave the Eved something. By giving the money to the Baal Chayv, it's like I gave it to the Eved. But if you understand that there's a hakpara, you have to give the Eved so then how could you even entertain giving to the Baal Chayv? And Chanami says, Reb Chaim, our Gemara is going not like that. And our Gemara is going that it's taka. You pay up a chol davar. The Rambam holds. It's mitzvah chol davar. You don't need a gzeris akosif. You don't need a Gzeres HaKosev according to the Rambam. And therefore, why is it that the Baal Choyv doesn't take the Hanukkah? Because I can't do Hanukkah to a Baal Choyv. I have to do Hanukkah to the person. Okay. Frecht Rebel Yabarach. Hold on a second. But the Rambam says, not only can the Baal Choyv not take from the Adon the Hanukkah, but what did we say yesterday? Medayik and Rambam, I mean, it can't even take from the Eved the Hanukkah. Now, why can't it take from the Eved the Hanukkah? It must be, says Rabbi Yabach, we learn from the Pasuk of Loi, Veloi, the Baal Choyvoy, that this is off limits to the Baal Choyv under any circumstances. So you need the Gzeres HaKosev still. We were saying you don't need the Gzeres HaKosev Veloi, the Baal Choyvoy, because anyway you can't take from him. Yeah, the Adon can't take from anyway. Are we taking from the Eved himself? It's already the Hanukkah, why not? Why not? Says Rabbi Yabach, must be from the Pasuk, from the Gzeres HaKosev. Why else can't the Adon take from the Eved? If it's a Din Staka, so then anyway, how could you ever have a Min in a Sishu Buddha Rab Nassan over here?
Staka, you have these guys coming around collecting all
anyway.
They're saying they have Chayvus, that's what they're collecting for.
Understand what I'm saying? What?
Why can you say
you're saying that Midin Staka, therefore you can't take from the Eved. If it's Midin Staka, you can't take from the Baal Choyv either. Elamai, even though it's a din staka, we do a handle taking it somehow because we have to figure it out. We'll see about it. Let me show you about it. Our co-partner, my boy, said, "This is the kasha." Rabbi Baruch asks. So first of all, the dik in the Rambam is not muchrach. We said yesterday that there are people who argue on the dik in the Rambam. Anyone remember who? Orcha Shulchan. And the Evan Ezel. Maybe Reb Chaim argues on the dik. Maybe it was like the Evan Ezel and Fartik. Not a problem. However, could be. You know, the Rambam is very meduyik. Like we said, like the Mishnah Melech, I like to suggest as follows. Perhaps the Rambam holds as follows. Perhaps the Rambam holds. Rabbi, so what's the machlokes whether or not it's Hanukkah's b'chol davar, Hanukkah's dafka, b'tzoncha garnacha mikvecha? What's the machlokes? It's a machlokes. If tzoncha garnacha mikvecha is just an example, or Hanukkah's b'chol davar. Or no, it's dafka tzaynchom megornachom kivecha. Perhaps the Rambam understood as follows. Listen, if the Torah says that the chiyuv over here is a chiyuv mamoin, so then I have a chiyuv mamoin to pay to the adon. That chiyuv mamoin is it's a chiyuv mamoin. So maybe the Torah wants me to give tzaynchom megornachom kivecha, but I can give anything. It's a chiyuv mamoin. A chiyuv mamoin. You don't limit the chiyuv mamoin. If I don't have tzaynchom megornachom kivecha, I have a chiyuv mamoin to pay. I'm going to give anything. If it's a chiyuv mamoin, so then tzoncha agonachom yivecha is going to be lav davka. But if it's a chiyuv tztaka, so then we'll say, look, the Torah said this is din tztaka. The Torah can be magbil. What do I have to give my tztaka from? Give your tztaka from this. If not, then there's no din tztaka. If it's a chiyuv mamoin, so then akamas, I have a chiyuv to give us amount of money, so then what difference does it make how I'm giving it? But if it's a din staka, it's not a chiyuv mamoin that I have for the schirus. It's tamazoy. It's a din staka. The Torah says, "Give your staka only from tzoncha megornachom yikvecha." It's magbil at staka. Eibazay. We could say as follows, Rabbi Say. The answer for the Rambam, we could say, our Gemara that understood that it's bichol davar in the havamina of the Gemara, it's chol davar. I would have a havamina that the Baal Choyv can take because it's mamoin. A chiyuv mamoin is going to be shibud Rav Nosan on a chiyuv mamoin. Because our Gemara holds it's b'chol davar. But if we paskin that Hanukkah is only mitzvah chagornachom yikvecha, was likdin them, says the Rambam, that it's a din staka. If it's a din staka, the Baal Choyv can't take from the Eved himself. He can't take from the Baal Choyv either. There's no havamina b'chlav that you're going to take the Hanukkah. Because the din staka itaka can't be goyve. Says the Mishnah Melech brings down a Tosefta. Tosefta says, "Ein Meshalmin es a choyv mimaiser sheni." Mordechai explains because "Ein Meshalmin es a choyv mimaiser staka." The Rambam holds, I know because mois staka. We saw the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. If it's mois staka, so what's the havamina that the Baal Choyv is going to take? Ein Meshalmin mois choyv mois staka. Elamai. The havamina was because we thought in Meshalmin Chol Davar. We thought it's not mois staka. The Rambam says it's mois staka is lamaskana. The maskan of our Gemara, it is my stucka. The havri of the Gemara is that it's regular mamon. If it's regular mamon, I would think that the Baal Chayv can take. They have an exercise of custom, not like that. But the Rambam comes out of the maskana that it's taka my stucka. Why? Because it's a special thing you have to give from. It's not that you have to give from all your money. Therefore, the Rambam says that you're not going to be even from the Avid himself. What's the makar? Not from the Xeris of Kostam. It doesn't mean Xeris of Kostam. It says, Mois Staka, Mois, the Hanukka Le Avid Ivri, Hanukka Le Atzmai. Not necessarily from the Xeris of Kostam. Just because the Gedder of the Mois is that it's Staka. Once the Gedder is Staka, there's not going to be a Havamina. That's the Pshat. Rebellion Baruch brings over here Chakira, isn't that understand what's the Yisoid of Shibud Rav Nosson? We said there's a whole Chakira if Shibud Rav Nosson is A O is B and B O is C, and therefore A O C, or A could take from C, and he has a Shaila of how to understand the Gedder of Tzoyin Chagorna Chamikvecha. Rebellion Baruch assumes with a Pashtus that it's only a Oifenat Ashlumin. It's not so clear it's only Oifenat Ashlumin. Dachsuch, I think there's Mefur. And says that it's takama akev. So shayla kopon rabbi said this harbe to be mefalpel over here on this shayla. I'd like to leave the room for anyone that like to say chabura on Monday. I'm going to try to hopefully. Who are we pointing to?
Pressure.
Last night,
he's the guy pointing.
No,
me and
we were talking about.
Danny, what?
Yeah,
Danny,
did you say it, Danny?
Danny.
He said it twice.
Danny.
Say it once. Shaykhus what?
Mine Shmita
Yitzhar Anak. Listen, we're going to go up to Lag Baimer to Meiron. Rabbi say we're going to bring down such Irish of Torah that we're all going to have Chaburas to say. Bez Hashem B'li Nether. Tomorrow we're going to do the next sugi. There's one more sugi here, Rabbi say. Man Tano, Mechaz Iram Moshe Shul Kanainis, and then over the weekend.